Norm was next. Yes. Norm, thank you for waiting.
Hello, Dr. Sherman.
Yes.
I know we're running kind of short here, but I've got a question. I was diagnosed with ocular myasthenia.
Okay.
And I was put on the name it's pyridostigmine. I guess it's a long name for mestinon.
Were you diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, Norm, or was it just called ocular myasthenia?
It's ocular myasthenia. The rest of my body is fine. It's just I got this double vision thing, and anyway, I talked to Dr. Wright I think a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him if there was anything else, and he said, well, try adding lecithin to my diet also.
Yes, that is really excellent advice. Lecithin or phosphatidylcholine. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a myasthenia gravis patient who, of course, not just affecting his eyes, but his whole body. Myasthenia gravis is a condition where the nerves are no longer able to secrete acetylcholine into the muscles. So oftentimes your eyelids will droop or your muscles get very, very weak. And so he was considered disabled. But we put him on a couple of IV treatments using phosphatidylcholine, which is another name for lecithin, but also other nutritional support for the nervous system, like vitamin B12 and folates. And I would say the most important thing for you would be to be taking that, or phosphatidylcholine might be a little more concentrated.
Okay. And you say that's just by injection, though.
Well, you can take it orally, of course. It's I would say, yeah, you may not necessarily need IV therapy if it's just an ocular issue. But remember that our eyelids are like, probably the thinnest muscle in the body. So they can become more sensitive to changes in that phosphatidylcholine level in the bloodstream. So that would be the first thing to try, I think.
Okay. I'll give that a go too. I see my optical neurologist in January, but I was thinking if there's something I could do in the meantime. So.
Yeah, it doesn't affect your eyesight. It's just the eyelids, or is it more?
I have one droopy eye and double vision, but I'm kind of learning how to cope.
Yeah.
I just drive during the day and not at night.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Norm. Hope that helps.